Hey folks, Drew Zagorski here, and welcome to Venture Boldly, the podcast of the Discover Kalispell Chamber, your go-to source for all you need to know about what's happening in the business and local communities right here in Kalispell and the Flathead Valley. Come springtime in the Flathead, you'll find young kids running, jumping, smiling and laughing, leaping and hurtling around local tracks, wearing faces of determination and joy. And whether they're envisioning themselves as the next great Olympic athletes, or just having a great time doing the things that kids love to do, none of this would be possible without the decades-long support of Highlander Track. Today I'm sitting down with Joel Rosenberg, Senior Vice President of Commercial Lending of Three Rivers Bank of Montana and the Executive Director of Highlander Track. Highlander Track was founded nearly 50 years ago by Jack King, Three Rivers Bank of Montana's founder, as a way to introduce local youth to track and field and to encourage physical activity. Every community should be as lucky as we are right here in the Flathead to have not just an invaluable program like this, but a free one. So today we hope you'll enjoy this conversation as we learn more about Highlander Track. But before we get into it, listen in as we learn a bit about our sponsors, and then I'll be back with Joel Rosenberg, Senior Vice President of Commercial Lending at Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Executive Director of Highlander Track. Weyerhaeuser has been part of the Flathead Valley for decades, managing forests on a sustainable basis and manufacturing the wood products used in homes and countless other products we all depend on every day. At Weyerhaeuser, we understand that every decision we make can impact the health of our forests and the strength of our communities. That's why we're committed to ensuring that Montana's forests and communities continue to thrive today and for future generations. And Weyerhaeuser is hiring, so if you're interested in a career in an innovative, collaborative industry, check out our openings at wy.com/careers. That's wy.com/careers. Joel Rosenberg, thank you so much for joining us today on Venture Boldly and talking about this really great program that's been here really almost 50 years now. Why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself and how you came to be involved in Highlander Track?
Sure. I'm what my wife calls is a track nerd. And so when I started working at Three Rivers Bank that hosts the Highlander Track program, they, of course, asked me to help. And so it's been very near and dear to my heart to be involved in track and all these young kids that we can be influential over. So it was a natural fit, I would say.
How did the program get started? It started in 1975. I know that. And Jack King, the founder of Three Rivers Bank, had a hand in launching it. But can you give us any more detail?
Yeah, I dug up some great stuff. So in 1961, there was no track in the Flathead Valley. A gentleman named Neil Eliason, old Kalispell will remember that name. He formed what was called the Timberettes, which was a traveling track club for just females. That started in 1961. They traveled all over the state. They were very successful. And then in 1969, track and field finally became a school-sanctioned sport. So before that, okay, there was no high school track and field. And we kind of credit that program that he started for the Flathead females winning the first four state championships.
Wow.
Yeah. And so in 1975, Lou Savick, he is an individual who actually just became on a part of the Braves Hall of Fame and still makes appearances at the track meets. He came to Jack King, who was starting a bank that is now called Three Rivers Bank, and offered the program to the bank to continue on as a community investment for the bank. And so that's when Jack King stepped in, 1975. It's been going strong ever since. So yeah, as you mentioned, we're almost 50 years. This is our 49th year. Mm-hmm. So we're very excited to hit the half century mark next year.
And aren't Lou Savick and Jack King's name kind of on the official naming of the track meet, right?
Yes, that is correct. We have two track meets. We have the Lou Savick meet on April 24th and the Jack King Memorial on May 2nd.
How has this program and the meet that it provides for the kids, how has it grown and changed over the years?
Well, before COVID, we were up to just under 400 kids. Wow. And it's the numbers have just gradually improved every single year. And COVID took its hit on us. And we were down below 300 the last year when we started it back up. But this year we are approaching 450 kids.
Nice.
So by far the most the program's ever seen.
Okay. I want to talk for a second about the coaches, right? The coaches and mentors here. Those are actually high school students who volunteer to be coaches. Tell me a little bit more about that impact on both those student athletes who step up to coach and then the kids that they're coaching, the impact of those relationships and how those affect those kids' lives.
Right. I think that is the best part of the program. The coaches are made up of the actual high school age track and field athletes at both high schools. So Flathead High School hosts a group and Glacier hosts a group. We divide them up into about groups of 10 for each student athlete to mentor, as you said. And a lot of them do it all 4 years. And it's amazing to see the energy you get from these high school kids interacting with, you know, ages 6 to 12 year olds. It's really something. The bank will reward those student athletes. It's a surprise. It's not, an upfront payment or anything.
Okay. So for anybody listening, don't tell the coaches about this.
Yes, exactly. But I'm sure that they all are well aware of it, but that's not how we recruit these guys. It is just a volunteer effort. Everybody's a volunteer with the program. But I think, it's a two-way street. The high school athletes probably get more out of it than the kids, to tell you the truth.
Right. Now, Joel, one of the things is I think about how these kids work with younger children in the community. This has been going on for 50 years, right? And so now you've got all these generations who have gone through the program together. Can you share with me a little bit about how you see some of those relationships play out when these coaches are 40 and the kids they coached are now 36 or whatever it is?
Right. You know, it's amazing how many times I talk to people that they are second or even third generation Highlander track participants. And so the parents, obviously, it is a near and dear program to kids because they remember those days, even though they were just, you know, like I said, 6 to 12 years old. Mm-hmm. It really makes an impression on them. And, for a lot of people, it's the only youth sport that they might do. It's a free program. We get a lot of kids that otherwise wouldn't be participating because of that. And I think that it does. It leaves a lifelong mark on a lot of these kids.
Not just the kids get involved here, too. I want to be clear about that, too. The coaches, the track coaches of both Glacier and Flathead are involved, too. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, they are the cornerstone of the program as far as organizing it, recruiting their athletes to coach the kids. So we get a great turnout from track coaches at both high schools, Glacier and Flathead. And it's a lot of work. Like I said, it's a volunteer thing. It's on their own time. Practice starts at 5:30. So obviously they're working late into their day. And really, the program would not function without those guys putting this thing together.
And who are they?
So Jerry Boshi he's a retired track coach, and I think he's retiring from the school district this year. But he's been really the guy that's taking control of managing the schedules and everything. He does a lot of work. He's been so great. At Flathead, Jesse Rumsey has been very important to the program. She does a great job. Same thing. She's doing a ton of work. And all the other coaches too. Hollis May at Glacier High School is taking over for Jerry as he sinks into retirement. And at Flathead, Kaylee Fox does a lot. So that's the program wouldn't go without him.
One of the more recent developments in the evolution of the program is it recently became a 501c3. Can you talk to me about what was the decision process behind moving to that sort of setup and what it means for the program going forward?
Sure. So we've always, as we mentioned, these high school coaches and other leaders with the bank and the community have put so much time and effort into the Highlander program, but it's always just been a Three Rivers Bank program. So moving it to a 501c3 gives these individuals that are doing so much work an opportunity to serve as an actual board member. So a big part of it is just recognizing them giving them a title. And although Three Rivers Bank will always lead the program and be, you know, the a lot of the financials behind it, we're growing. And so it was kind of a an administrative change that'll benefit anyone that wants to make a donation to the program and anyone that wants to be a large part of it.
Okay. Real quick question. You mentioned the board members. How many board members are there? What are their term, the lengths of their terms? And if someone's interested in serving on the board in the future, how can they go about connecting with you on it?
You know, honestly, we're still figuring that out. We just got our IRS tax filing done and we formed our original board. And so anyone that's going to put in the time will eventually most likely be asked to serve in that capacity. But for now, it's, a president, a secretary, a treasurer, and Brian Gilbertson, who serves as our CPA, and his volunteer time as well is a big part of that board.
If you want connection with other businesses, to be at the heart of the Kalispell and Flathead business community, to support action for creating a vibrant, thriving, growing climate, not just for your business, but for our entire business community, you want to be part of the Kalispell Chamber. As a catalyst for business growth, a convener of business leaders and influencers, and a champion for Kalispell and the entire Flathead community, becoming part of the Kalispell Chamber is an investment in the future of your business and our community. To learn more about becoming a partner of the Chamber, call 406-758-5054. Again, the number's 406-758-5054 or go to kalispellchamber.com. Have you checked out workforceflathead.com? Workforce Flathead is a collaboration between local education, business, and government partners to connect students, businesses, and employers with each other. WorkforceFlathead.com is a custom-built online home for all things workforce in the Flathead Valley. You'll find business and education resources, jobs and job fair information, links to apprenticeships, and a whole lot more. There's even a library of locally produced career videos, perfect for students and job seekers, to introduce them to career paths in Northwest Montana. To learn more, visit WorkforceFlathead.com today. Now, one of the beautiful things about becoming a nonprofit is you can take donations, right? So how can individuals and companies support the program?
We receive a few generous donations every year, but for the most part, Three Rivers Bank funds the program. So our main financial contributor actually is the Flathead Beacon Foundation. And so they give us a generous donation every year, but for the most part, it's small personal donations that we receive. We don't do any sponsorships. Currently, we don't do any fundraising, but we've kind of kicked the door open for that with our filing. So if anyone wants to contribute, Three Rivers Bank would either location, and now we're opening a branch in Whitefish in May here, we'll gladly receive and accept donations at any location.
Okay. One of the other things I see often on social media platforms like Facebook or Instagram are people doing birthday fundraisers for themselves, where they pick a charity for their birthday and they say, for my birthday, I'd like you all to make a donation to such and such. Is that something that people can do as well?
Absolutely. Yeah, we would love to partner on that and add that to our social media as well. So that's a great idea.
Now, the event format, let's get into that. Who can participate in the program? How many kids participate? What are the ages and what's the sign-up process for this? When does the meet take place and all of the nuts and bolts?
Yeah, we have two track meets, as I mentioned, and it's a sight to behold. I mean, it is, like I said, we're completely a volunteer organization. We'll have 450 kids plus this year at each track meet, and the ages are 6 to 12. So it is a beautiful, controlled chaos. and every year we're amazed when we get to the end, which usually lasts about 3 hours. And we look around and just go, how did we pull that off? But that's what you get when you get volunteers that are truly like in love with this program. So as I mentioned, I think April 24th and May 2nd, 5:30 to about 8:30. And we accept all comers. So people that are practicing with us, and we also have people that sign up for the program but can't make it to practice, but they will make it to the meets. So this is just a one fun way to introduce kids to track, no matter what their participation level is.
Okay. And I noticed on the website, HighlanderTrack.com, by the way, you guys use the Remind app, right?
Correct.
And so how does that play into all the communications with the athletes and coaches and volunteers?
Well, that's probably more of a factor of Montana weather than anything, is that we are in a constant need to be in touch with our parents. So anyone can join the Remind app. The directions are on the website. And we give updates as far as practices go, if there's any changes to scheduling. In the future, we will make announcements throughout the year if we have any fundraisers, if we have any call to action that we might want to throw out there. We encourage anybody to join. And like I said, last year, the final meet, we were hit with probably the most severe hailstorm I've ever seen in the Flathead Valley. And I grew up here, right in the middle of our track meet. It came out of nowhere. And Remind was very important in trying to communicate to our parents that were desperately trying to find their kids. It was really a crazy weather event. So yeah. Communication is key.
Let's talk about the volunteers. If someone wants to volunteer, how could they get involved? Do they necessarily have to be a coach? Can they be involved in other ways? Who do they contact? And what are the different types of volunteer positions you have?
What we will do is we have a lot of year in, year out volunteers that are always a part of it. So anybody that wants to make a big effort to be a part of the program, they can contact me at Three Rivers Bank or just by, again, signing up for the Remind app. We will also send out a sign up genius form prior to each meet. If anyone wants to, we're always looking for timers, people to hold the ribbon at the finish line. And we really encourage people that might not have an athlete in the program, because it's kind of hard to volunteer and watch your child.
Sure.
So anybody that we encourage kids that are looking for community service to put on, you know, their applications for college, whatever it might be, we accept anybody that can hold a stopwatch or hand out a ribbon. There's a lot of open spots.
Did you participate as a kid?
You know, I think I did. It was so long ago. I'm getting old.
Yeah,
but I do. I have memories of it. I can't remember how big it was at that time. But we need to do a better job looking into the archives of all this. But there's been, you know, it's been passed down through so many different leaders at the bank and things like that. So yeah, it was the only track program going at that time and for youth, and it is today. So. If I ran on a track, it was definitely with the Highlander program.
Okay. Just a thought, a random thought as we have this conversation. You know, we talked about all the generations involved. Have you had any thoughts or ideas about at the meet bringing up some of the former coaches and giving them some props as, you know, part of the crowd and recognition?
Yeah. You know, as we grow, we're looking to do more things like that. So that's a fantastic idea. I think we may have someone sing the national anthem this year. So kind of the pageantry of the whole thing. And, you know, I like your idea because it does let us reminisce and those others reminisce and remember the fun that they had in the program, but also to recognize those people that probably in any time you're in a volunteer organization, you don't get the recognition you probably deserve. So
anything else folks should know about the meet or the program?
You know, it continues to grow. And so we are, I'm glad we're having this conversation because I hope that somebody out there will find this organization something that they might like to help be a part of. We were just talking about this yesterday with the high school coaches, how this may get to a size where we need to start a Highlander program up in, I don't know, Whitefish or Big Fork, because we're not going to have the capacity. That's how well it is attended. We're going to run out of room and run out of resources eventually. So if anyone has a similar idea that they might want to be a part of the growth and development in the future, they could certainly reach out to me and I'd love to take their call.
Any plans in the future? Are there indoor tracks that you might have the event at?
There's not. There is rumblings that we may be getting one, but until the shovel goes into the ground, I'm not going to say that That is definite. But yeah, you know, there's only, I think Bozeman, I could be wrong about this, but I think Montana State University is the only facility in the state of Montana that has an indoor facility, track facility, mm-hmm. that's got a true 200 meter sprint track. And so, you know, if we got one in Kalispell, it would really, it would, a track and field would really develop K through 12 and up through college. There would be no reason why the University of Montana couldn't host an indoor track meet here in Kalispell if we had a facility like that.
Right.
So yeah, definitely. If somebody builds one of those, we would love to expand the Highlander program. And I'm glad you mentioned that too, because we do have high school student athletes that run at some of the indoor meets. If you're a top in the region, you might get an invite to like the Arcadia meet, which isn't an indoor meet, but it's a nationally ranked meet. They will run with the Highlander sponsorship. Yeah. So our program will take kids that are elite indoor, outdoor athletes and help them out with a small sponsorship to get them to those meets.
Well, Joel, I really appreciate you taking time out of your day to share all this information about the program and the meet. Really appreciate everything you're doing for it personally as well, in terms of organizing and, you know, getting this thing off the ground and in your role as the executive director of Highlander Track. So I really appreciate you and all the work you're doing there. So thank you.
I was just going to say thank you. This is a neat opportunity to talk about it.
Okay. Well, we were pleased to have you, my friend. So thanks to all our listeners as well for listening to this episode of Venture Boldly, the podcast of the Discover Kalispell Chamber. We'd love to hear your thoughts about today's topic and about the podcast in general. You can listen at kalispellchamber.com/podcast or wherever you listen to podcasts, and you can reach us via the contact page at kalispellchamber.com or via Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Kalispell Chamber. I'm your host, Drew Zagorski. He's Joel Rosenberg of Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Highlander Track. Venture boldly, friends. Appearance on the Venture Boldly podcast does not constitute an endorsement of goods or services. The Venture Boldly podcast is a production of the Discover Kalispell Chamber and is produced by the Chamber in partnership with Left Brain, Right Brain Marketing. You can find the Discover Kalispell Chamber at kalispellchamber.com and Left Brain, Right Brain Marketing at lbrbm.com.